Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. So many plants, so little time. Get tickets to see them all at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And keep in mind, if you're not yet fully vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear your mask while in public. Start by spending a few relaxing minutes around the koi pond and then head right into the fuchsia garden to see the wonderful white and bright pink flowers of the Ruth West fuchsia. Then find the deep purple and hot pink double blooms of the Voodoo fuchsia. Voodoo is an American cultivar that debuted in 1953 and is still popular today. Just across the way, along the garden path to the children's garden, you can find the creamy yet still starkly white blooms of the Datura. These are sometimes called jimson weed or devil's trumpet and have been used in religious and mystical ceremonies for centuries. This is a plant to be careful about as it can be toxic to both man and beast. The purple dusty miller bush in the garden along the walkway to the picnic area at the Staghorn Fern Collection is beginning to bloom. These lovely purple thistle-like flowers attract bees and are a water-wise choice for your garden, not to mention that the lacy white-gray foliage is attractive even in the hottest of summer days. Just behind it, the Mexican tree marigold is beginning to bloom. These bright lemon-yellow daisy-like flowers will bloom from now through at least midsummer, and the bush is so tall it makes a beautiful blooming garden wall. Then, on the lower meadow side of the walkway is a lovely stand of blue flag iris. The cactus collection is a bit farther along the paved path, and you can't help but notice the cow's tongue cactus with its lovely yellow flowers. Also in the cactus collection, you can see the tongue leaf plant, which is a wonderful ground cover with violent and almost iridescent yellow flowers, and the Sonoran barrel cactus, which is a very small barrel cactus with tiny little rose red flowers. If you walk through the tropical garden along the back of the formal rose garden toward the Garden of the Senses, you'll notice the two large bottle trees are in full bloom. These Australian trees will grow as tall as 50 feet and are best used as specimen plants in a large landscape. The sweet bell-shaped flowers attract pollinators and then produce interesting seed pods. From here, you can see the white and yellow Motilaha poppies that are just beginning their spring bloom. These California natives are not just beautiful, but are hardy and drought-tolerant as well. There's another stand of them along the side of the Memorial Meadow. Walking toward Tram Road, you'll pass the Canary Island Sage. This gray-green plant with vibrant violet flowers is one of the largest of the sage plants and can grow to 10 feet tall. Throughout the garden, the California poppies are blooming, and just across Tram Road in the Mediterranean Garden is a lovely area with poppy, bunch leaf pestimone, yellow monkey flower, and golden girl sage. And behind the fountain is the southern elder, and it's in bloom as well. Continuing along Tram Road will take you past some beautiful ornamental pomegranate that can be used as a flowering wall. Another plant that is blooming throughout the garden just now is the rock rose. In Phoebe's Meadow, the Cape Chestnut trees are lovely pink clouds of bloom, and the monkey hand tree is blooming. You may not notice this tree, as you nearly have to climb inside it to see these dramatic red blooms, but the blooms do look like they have a monkey hand growing right out of the middle of it. If you take a shortcut around the dry lake bed to get to Memorial Meadow to see the iris, take a look at the mulberry bush where the berries are ripening and the garden squirrels are feasting. Then, when you do get to Memorial Meadow, there are some new iris blooms to see this week. Make sure to see Croft's Caress. Wonders never cease. The smaller Albred iris named Free as the Wind, Macho Hombre, Gypsy Romance, and the Honky Tonk Blues, which is a plant that looks like it stepped right out of a painting by Vincent van Gogh. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.